This is a Federal News Network podcast.
They don't call them man's best friend for nothing. With all of the turmoil caused by the coronavirus, dog owners know how the pooches can make things at least a little easier. The New York National Guard helped to bring in pups to de-stress doctors, nurses, and members of the Guard itself, all working long hours at the Javits Center in New York City. For how this all came together, Federal News Network's Scott Massioni spoke with New York Army National Guard Sergeant Richard Massey.
Our UIC was activated by the governor for the COVID-19 mission out of the Javits Center around about 25 March or so. And so what we did was got everybody in, got everybody down there in less than 24 hours, and our job was to establish pretty much a tactical operations center in the Javits Center to kind of get all the different entities on the same page, more or less. Once that was done, then between the medical people and all the different agencies, it got up and running, and we kind of fell back to the rear. My unit, the 104th Military Police Battalion out of Kingston, New York, we have an HHD embedded in that unit, so we kind of fell back as our main staff kind of worked the Javits Center. Once we fell back, we were kind of just doing transportation, making sure everybody got where they had to be and food, things like that. So a local woman that we work with, who is a big supporter of our unit back at our home station in Kingston, her name is Mary Ann DeGroot. She, of course, sent us cookies and did all that and asked if there was anything else she could do. So I figured, well, let me take a shot. So I asked her, is there any way you could maybe look into getting some service dogs down here? She said, no problem. Well, let me look into it. Well, 2 days later, we talked to Gloria from Puppies Behind Bars, and pretty much the rest is history. We got together with her. We set up a schedule. We did it pretty much Monday through Friday. They came twice a day, in the morning and at night. And then every other day we did nights, but it was Monday through Friday during every morning. And what we did was we kind of went, we realized there were so many nurses where we were and doctors that we kind of integrated it, and it kind of morphed into for the doctors, the nurses, and for the few soldiers that we actually had in the rear there.
What types of dogs came into the program? Were there Labradors? I know that there's a lot of different types of dogs that are suited to this sort of work. So which ones did you see? What were they like?
Puppies Behind Bars is a nonprofit organization. So they raise... They get their own dogs. They have their own breeding program up here in Millerton, New York. The puppies at about 8 weeks old get assigned to vetted certain inmates throughout the state and the prison system that are trained to train the dogs for service dogs for veterans and first responders for PTSD. So they spend about 2 years in the program, more or less, with the prisoners who train them. And they're absolutely amazing dogs. They're all Labradors, either black or yellow. And when they're done with that program, it's pretty much the most amazing dog you've ever seen.
What kind of qualities do these dogs have, and so that they know that they want to be around people who are feeling something like a tough time? Do they just kind of sense that people are sad or feeling stressed out and go and snuggle up to them? Do you have to give them some sort of signals so that they know what to do?
Dogs they're raised such a young age in that environment where people, they're needed, and the dogs know it. They can sense stress. I'm convinced of that. So I guess that they're specifically trained to address PTSD issues, with soldiers, people coming up behind them, talking to people, being in crowded areas. The dogs have tons of commands that will help them or help the veteran and or the first responder deal with those social situations, which is pretty amazing.
What about the response from the nurses, doctors, and National Guard members that you saw? I know that they're seeing a lot of really hard things with coronavirus, and also they're dealing with really long days. So how did they respond to these animals, and what were they doing with them?
It started off slow, obviously, because they didn't know. When you first, you see a service dog, a lot of people won't touch them because they think, they're in training or whatever. But once we explained to them what the dog's purpose there was, it took off like crazy. People were, coming off shift, You know, they do their shower, their further decontamination, you know, routines. I mean, they did it when they left the hospitals, but they did it again when they got back to the hotels, and a lot of them weren't coming out of their rooms. And there's a organization called 1033 that is kind of with embedded with these nursing organizations that are behavioral health specialists that we became friendly with, of course, with the dogs. And they were saying it was amazing. They were coming out of their shells. They were decompressing. You know, some of them would actually, you know, break down into tears with the dogs. So they definitely made a big impact as far as, you know, just about everybody was missing their dogs. So it definitely doesn't hurt. Yeah, it just seemed to kind of bring down that stress level for everybody. And when the dogs were done for the day, they were beat. They were, it's like they climbed Mount Everest. They were so tired. Because I'm convinced they kind of absorb that stress, you know. I mean, maybe not, but it sure seemed that way to us.
You talked about the idea of bringing in these dogs to people, something that you were interested in doing. What made you think that this would be a good idea? Did you have really good experiences with dogs when it came to stress? Do you have dogs of your own that sort of inspired you to do this sort of work?
Well, being overseas in Afghanistan, we had they weren't service dogs. You know, obviously there were different companies there, and we were embedded with the German police, the military police there, and they all had dogs. And, you know, in downtime, we would visit the dogs, and it just does something. It just helps to relieve that stress. I mean, I'm not sure what the connection between, you know, humans and dogs are, but there's definitely something going on there. And I have three, you know, dogs of my own, rescues at home. So I've always been a dog person, and I know how they make me feel. So I figured, well, let's see what happens. And apparently I'm not the only one that feels that way, because it seemed to be a pretty big hit.
New York National Guard Sergeant Richard Massey speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni. Check out Scott's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.